Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Jeff Oskey's in for Chick McGee, windbag updates, blockers, underboob, birthdays, and Donnie Baker. Right after this.
Thanks for calling the Mabes. Your call is important to us, but due to an extremely high level of hormonal changes, all family members are currently busy crying or fighting with each other. To speak with Josh, press 1 48 times. If he doesn't pick up, press 10 more times while screaming profanities. He'll eventually answer. To speak with Mackenzie, press 2, but don't press too hard or she'll threaten to quit school, move out, and become a stripper. To speak with Melanie, well, she no longer lives here anymore. She lives at the gym. She's having a hard time getting older. To speak with Tom, well, I'm probably out in the garage sneaking a beer. So anyway, if you're a telemarketer, take your phone and stick it up your...
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Jeff Oskey is sitting in for the Chickster, where you get an update on that Robert Kraft song coming up. Once again, Mr. Kraft apparently may get off again.
We have a windbag chiming in.
Okay. We have Josh Arnold over there. That's Christy Lee. I'm Tom. Yes, what is our windbag?
This comes from Charlotte. No, Bo from
Hi,
Charlotte.
Bo.
Okay.
Tom, if you knew anything about historical law, you'd know that Katz versus United States, a crucial case in the Warren Court, defines privacy with searches. It's not that Kraft has a crafty lawyer. It is that his lawyer paid attention in college while you were making poop jokes in the sea.
Very good, very good.
Very windbaggy.
That is very well.
Apparently what happened is the judge that allowed the police to put the cameras in there in the first place has been overruled, right? And the Kraft is now, they've determined that all that evidence is being thrown out. They can't even say that they pulled him over in front of the place. So if you're just following this thing, Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, they will not be allowed to show this video. They're probably going to drop the whole case, it looks like.
Yep.
I mean, the police can't even say that they arrested him outside of, or they stopped him outside of the massage parlor. So I still say good lawyering. Hi.
And what about everybody else? All the other guys.
It'll all go away for everybody.
Yeah.
So those guys are
they
all
They can't
gonna,
pick just one guy.
You know, some of those guys.
Party.
The 50-year-old single dude who just wanted a little bit of release. Those guys should be let off.
Yeah, we should. I mean, they should.
Whoops. Well, I still say good lawyering because he apologized, made a real big deal out of it. Now, you know, I'm so sorry that I did this. By the way, I didn't do it. What? I don't get it. Could you get the phone?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. Man, I heard your story yesterday about the most popular baby names. We was talking about it here at work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what was it again, Christy?
Liam.
Liam is number one, again, for boys. And...
Lambs. Man, it must depend on
Emma for girls.
What region of the country you live. Or maybe if you live in Hawaii or Alaska instead of the rest of us like here in the continental United States.
Yeah.
Or Lower Bold or whatever it's called. My point is, where I'm from, if you name your little boy Liam or Oliver, he's going to spend the majority of his school age years getting his ass beat along with super wedgies and swirlies. Or he'll end up starting a lesbian band like Oasis did. Swear to God. You laugh, Christy, but thanks to them, now we know what it looked like if Ellen and one of the Beatles had a baby. And I'll say it like this. The only name on that list that I remember that won't get your ass beat is Mason.
Right.
And that's mainly because we all drink from Mason jars.
That's right.
There you go.
That gives him a pass. But even that one's iffy now, thanks to the Kardashians.
Oh, really?
Didn't Courtney name her firstborn Mason?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sad that you know that.
Yeah, she knew who the daddy was. If Chloe ever has kids, she's been with so many NBA players, she'll have to name the kid after how it's consummated. Just name it Sixth Man. Swear to God. I'd say it right to her face if I had a stepladder. And don't even get me started on naming your baby chicks. You said Emma's number one, Christy?
Yep.
Well, if you name your daughter after a sports car like a Lexus, Porsche, or Kia, there's a 100% chance or greater that girl's going up on stage.
Really?
And there ain't no microphone in the equation. Unless she's world famous and can sing in stereo by herself like Queen Latifah did.
I think it's Latifah.
I still got that cassette. Anyways, my point is, the same goes for organic or rustic stripper names like Crystal. Mm-hmm. You know, any chick named Crystal or Paige is going to lead a life of always needing jumper cables. always got that boyfriend in prison.
Oh,
and
boy.
They're always on expired plates trying to pawn a puppy. Swear to God. I can't afford Rosetta Stones, but I bet you $50 Crystal translates to Rottweiler. And Paige means free to a good home. Look it up. And any name has like Lee in the name, like Jesse Lee's, Tanya Lee's. Sorry, Christy.
Thanks, Donnie.
My point is, just think twice about what you're naming your baby, because it's going to dictate their whole lives ahead of them.
Right, sure.
You know? That's why I named my boy Woofy. Stands for freedom, justice. And the pursuit of women with big hammers. Swear to God. And with a name like Whiffy, he can grow up and do anything he wants. He can be lead singer, like his old man, pro bass fisherman. Open up his own Blockbusters. Or make it real big, you know. Hit Hollywood. Be a stunt double for Dwayne Johnson.
Oh.
Van Diesel's or John C. Holmes. That shows you the power of pork, man. He's been dead for, what, over 10 years? It's still a brand name in the business.
Yeah.
Good point.
Maybe I should get a box perm. I'm going to go.
Oh, God.
Thanks.
I have that whole list right here.
Okay, go ahead.
Most popular names for boys, 10 is Logan, 9 is Mason, 8, Lucas, 7, Elijah. You have an Elijah, don't you? Number 6, Benjamin, 5, Oliver, 4, James, 3, William, 2, Noah, and number 1, Liam, as we mentioned.
So all the Jaden, Aiden, Cadens are all gone this year?
Yeah, and you notice there's no, what am I trying to say? Dallas or, you know, any of the Paris.
Austin.
Austins, yeah.
Okay.
Most popular names for girls, this is from the Social Security Administration for 2018, top 10. For girls, number 10, Evelyn, which I was quite surprised by.
That's a pretty name.
It's a very pretty name, but kind of old-fashioned.
Yeah, it is.
Don't hear it much. 9, Harper. 8, Amelia. 7, Mia. 6, Charlotte. 5, Sophia. 4, Isabella. 3, Ava. 2, Olivia. And number 1, as we mentioned, Emma.
Don't you have a dog named Emma?
I have a chinchilla named Emma.
Oh, chinchilla. Sorry.
It's okay. I have a dog named Leo. It's probably on the list somewhere, too.
Okay. Well, those are the most popular names. No John C. Holmes.
Aiden is down to 19, Tom.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I remember one year there was Aiden, Jaden, and Caden or something.
I remember that, too.
In the top 10. I'd never heard of any of them. But.
Scarlet's made the top 20. I like that name.
Yeah. It's pretty.
It's pretty.
Scarlet.
Number 19 is Aria.
Yeah.
For boys or girls?
Girls.
Okay.
Girls.
Aria, like
A-R-I-A.
As in the opera solo, I suppose. Yeah.
Not areola.
Is that from,
no.
Is that from
Areola's number 14.
And it's areola.
Is Aria what?
Isn't there a character in Game of Thrones named Aria?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Is that why?
Oh, that
the...
explains.
Probably R-A-Y-A.
Oh,
okay.
There's often a correlation between popular movies or TV shows and names.
Yeah.
Especially when there were only three or four channels. Now there's so many channels, it's hard to get any common ground out there.
That's why Megan had such a big jump because of the Princess Megan.
And in the 80s, I think it was like five out of every
Jennifer
15 boys was named Huxtable. Very popular name, yeah. No, not anymore.
For a short period of time. Right?
No.
Yeah.
It's fallen off the list.
Speaking of babies, we have an interesting story in the news. A condom company has released Baby Blocker to wipe baby pictures from social media feeds. The plug-in detects Facebook images containing babies and replaces them with a different photo. Jayen Hepper, a CEO of Lifestyles Condoms, says on average parents share 1,500 pictures of their little darlings from the moment they arrive to the age of five, which for some may be a bit much.
Then unfollow them.
The Baby Blocker was created for these people, though, a simple and fun way to swap baby photos in your feed for images of other things that you might like.
So this is about you being on Facebook. You don't have to see that there are babies when they post them.
Like, okay. That's the only thing I don't mind seeing on Facebook. Like,
with you.
I need a brunch blocker so I don't have to look at another person's brunch. Yeah. I need a political blocker.
You had a standing ovation blocker.
Yeah. Or a crushed blocker.
Oh, you follow comics, apparently.
Oh, it's always out there.
Yeah, the sold out blocker. Yeah, it was Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It'd be a problem if it didn't sell out.
The room held 40 people.
I like the I don't care about your political opinions blocker.
Yeah.
I'd love to have that.
Oh, my God.
So it blocks just the baby pictures?
Apparently.
Probably only 98% effective, by the way, much like.
Oh, the condoms.
Much like the condoms. Uh-huh. What a jackass move that is.
Yeah,
so what do you put there? Pictures of porn stars, something?
Now, wait a minute.
No,
No, it's just so stupid.
I don't know that it's stupid. I think it would replace pictures. They would pull other pictures from the person's feed that you would see rather than just their baby, maybe.
Oh, it doesn't
I don't know.
Just cover up the baby?
I don't know.
It sounds to me like it just puts some picture of your choice there.
Well, so, just unfollow the person. Have some balls.
Yeah, it's...
And the reason is so you don't see a baby and you would be inclined to have a baby?
I don't know. I like seeing my friends' babies. That's I'm like... Jeff, that's kind
of
why I'm
one
on
of the
there.
Few things I don't mind seeing.
Yeah, aren't kids cute and funny?
Yes,
and
yes they are. Up to a certain age.
Until you sit down, with them at lunch, and they insist on having the macaroni and cheese, and the macaroni and cheese comes, and they go, "I hate macaroni and cheese."
Yeah,
you want to go? I have it on tape. I brought Mr. Cohen along. He's my attorney.
Yeah.
3 minutes ago, you ordered the macaroni and cheese, and now you're throwing it?
Daddy, these French fries have salt on them. You love salt. No, I don't. I loved it yesterday.
The irrationality of kids is so funny.
Yeah.
And infuriating.
It changes every day.
I loved it when they look at you and they go, "I'm not wearing that." What do you mean you're not wearing that? You wore it last week. Nope, I'm not wearing that. And they're like, three.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing socks this week, Dad. I just don't like socks anymore.
Yeah, if
you're
going to
ruin your shoes.
If you see me with my three-year-old on the weekends and she's wearing pajamas, it means we had an argument.
And you lost.
Yeah.
And you lost.
And said, "What do you know? Mommy laid this out for you. We're going to put this on and go to gymnastics." No. Okay. Well,
what do I do now?
We're going to wear pajamas all day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To wear pajamas to gymnastics?
Hey, look, okay, she's three, right? They thought it was cute.
Sounds loose-fitting and comfortable, sure.
Okay.
I've seen those kids at gymnastics.
We had two pajamas.
You're like, oh, they just gave up.
Last weekend, we had two pajama days.
Yeah?
Wouldn't it be great if parents could do that? You just walk in, you know, "Hi, Roy, can I get a table for three?" "Yeah, I know I've got my pajamas on."
No, you don't have teenagers anymore.
Yeah.
That's what they do now in school because kids just wear their pajamas, so now they call it pajama day.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about at my kids' school, most of the parents, when they come to pick up the children at 3 in the afternoon, are still
well, there's
that's
that, too.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's
all the other parents.
Put on some jeans! 3 in the afternoon!
Wearing slippers
I was just
outside.
Did that yesterday.
Yeah.
Girls can wear pajamas anywhere.
Yeah, they get away with it.
They do. In the airport, they're always down. Girls are always essentially in their pajamas at airports.
Well, that reminds me, we had a news story yesterday. I'm going to have to dig it up.
I
didn't get it. What was it called? The bottom loader? What was the name of this thing?
The bottom loader?
The bottom boob thing?
No,
yeah,
the,
yeah, that's it. It was something boob.
No,
it was,
it's not. It's the under boob bikini.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was close.
Oh, loader.
The bottom loader.
Bottom loader.
Wow, that's a long way to go.
The under boob bikini.
It's big.
Now, let me explain
style.
This. If you're listening and didn't hear yesterday, the way it works, as I understand it, is it comes from the neck down. So instead of having cleavage on the top half,
you have cleavage on the bottom.
The cleavage on the bottom half. Now, my contention would be, wouldn't this be an issue if you jumped in the swimming pool?
Apparently, it's tied very tight around your back.
Well, and but Christy, still, you pointed out that any woman wearing that bikini isn't jumping into the pool.
Exactly.
They're usually sauntering in with a margarita
right.
in one
yes.
hand,
yeah,
their cell phone in the other.
They're in Vegas.
The girl from Ipanema plays. And then you say for women of a certain age, that's gravity has made that particular style not
very difficult to wear.
Yeah, hard to pull off.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a song about
nothing wrong with some low hangers?
A little theme song for
thank you, Josh.
That's a lovely way to put it, Josh. I'm sure that'll come back to
a pendulous breast.
Looks like softballs in tube socks. Is that what you want? You have a song for us?
Here we go. Swimwear trends, they come and go, like string bikini with camel toe. But the swimsuit's fine, you know, and you'll always be safe from undertow with underboob.
Underboob.
The Speedo's frightening, what a blunder. A one-piece hides too much down under. Underboob. When on the beach a boob appears, over, underside, or rear, all the gentlemen will cheer. You can't go wrong, please have no fear. It's underboob. That's hard to get all those words in.
Set me up to fail there.
I was failing too. I needed your help.
He looked right at you. Like
he did look right at you.
He did not want that.
Yeah, here it is. This is the article. The underboob bikini is the daring new swimwear trend taking over Instagram.
Oh, yeah. All the influencers are wearing them.
Jeff, you like the underboob look?
Oh, yeah. I like the side. I like the top. I'm
over, under, under, around, and through, whatever they got. It's good for
no
you.
No such thing as a bad one.
Okay. I don't see this working for guys.
Well, no, you
well,
don't
we
have
boobs.
Like sort of clamshell thing coming up from the bottom.
Oh, you can just see the bottom of the...
I feel a hint of sack.
Yeah.
Just a couple stragglers.
It is my new ball sack speedo.
Under sack.
Women love a glimpse of the scrote, don't they?
No, they're not really.
Oh, what?
I don't
is that
of course you do. You're just saying that.
Sir, I think it's about to get caught in your lawn chair.
Low hanging.
That is going to hurt.
Hey, birthdays. A lot of famous people born on this date.
My brother Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Really?
46 today. Happy birthday,
happy
Jeffrey.
Birthday. Happy birthday,
is he the one that owns
Jeff.
The boat? Love you.
He does own a boat, yeah.
And is he the one
thank
we
you, Dean.
Is he the one we decided to name the boat after?
No. We named my brother John's boat Bass to Mouth.
Uh-huh. How'd that go?
He loves it. His wife says, you are not having
no
that
way.
Painted. We have daughters who can read.
Okay. All right. So.
Now, is it your birthday this week as
Thursday.
Well?
Thursday.
Yeah.
So did your parents do like the co-birthdays since you and your brother are on the same week? Like did you have to double up?
We would celebrate separately. But then if we had like a big family party, it would be the same day.
Is your parents' anniversary 9 months before this week?
I don't know when my parents are going to be
Well, two kids in 1 week, that's kind of a...
Yeah.
Coincidental.
Yeah.
And then John is
so
in June.
So your suggestion is the only time that they hooked up. Well, it's their anniversary. Get the Vaseline.
Oh.
We're going in.
I'm suggesting there might be something that they celebrated 9 to 10 months before the...
I will ask. Maybe.
Well, certainly not his birthday. There'd be no pregnancy.
I see.
Well,
you know what? I'll have to find out when.
The looks like I learned a knob.
You know what, Josh?
Yeah.
I am so sorry. I should just keep my mouth shut. I should have learned by now.
Let's get back to birthdays before we get Larry upset.
I guarantee he loves Josh's
dad is a very brave man, Vietnam War veteran.
Sorry, Larry.
Yeah, maybe it's 9 months from when he was on leave those couple of years.
How funny would that be?
Born on this
mom in a neck brace.
Jesus. What is wrong with you?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.